Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be in church today. And I just wanted to share something that I was just feeling as we were in worship. And the thing that just came to mind was just about a reminder that Jesus came to set the captives free. And I just think, what a great thing for us to just kick off with just at the moment. Maybe even nudge the person next to you, make sure that they're alert, and just tell them Jesus came to set the captives free. You know, there can be different types of captivity, can't there? There can be different ways that we are in captive and enslaved to different things, and we're going to come on to some of that stuff later. But let's just commit this time in prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we love you so much. We thank you, Jesus, that you came to set the captives free. We thank you, Jesus, that in your name there is freedom, that there is restoration, that there is hope, that there is nothing that is beyond you, Lord Jesus. No restoration is too great for you. You are the great restorer. We praise you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, you're so welcome here. Touch our hearts and our lives today. For your glory, we pray. Amen. Amen. So it is my real huge privilege, really, to kind of kick off our Vision Sundays to this week and next week. We're just going to be talking a lot about the stuff we feel as a leadership team is really important for us to be going after this year, to be very clear on that, and to just kick off by saying there are three main areas that we feel we really want to bring focus to this year, and they're the areas of being family together, area of discipleship, and looking to multiply. And we're going to be getting in unpacking that over the next couple of weeks. One of the ways that we want to do that is through our new preaching series, which we've called Healthy Church. And that's really what I want to look at today. I want us to spend some time looking at what does it mean to be a healthy church? Because if we're a healthy church, then that means we'll be following Jesus, we'll be his disciples, and we'll be doing that well and healthily. If we're a healthy church, it will be a good and safe place for us to gather, to enjoy each other's company, to build relationships, and to go on mission together, and healthy things grow and multiply, right? So if we're healthy, these things should naturally happen. But everything we're going to talk about in terms of this vision is really underpinned by this concept of us being a healthy church. And so this morning, what I really want us to do is spend a little bit of time considering, what does a healthy church look like? What does it mean to be part of a healthy church? What does that mean for all of us? I wonder even now, what are the things that you're thinking about as I talk about healthy church? What do you think of even when I say the church? What are your thoughts? What are your experiences of being in church life, being around churches? For me, I love the church. For me, the church is a place where we connect with Jesus. It's a place where we build fellowship and friendship together. It's a place where we go on exciting kingdom mission together. I love it. It encourages me. It's a place that I get passionate and enthusiastic about. I really like this quote from Nicky Gumbel. Church is not an organization you join. It's a family where you belong, a home where you are loved, and a hospital where you find healing. It's a great quote. I love it. And I say, amen, Nikki. Good job. Keep up the good work. However, sadly, tragically, this is not always people's experience, is it? Tragically, this doesn't always happen. And again, I really want you to consider what comes to mind when I say the church. What are some of the thoughts, some of the experiences that come to mind? What are some of the things we read about in the news? What makes national and international news when it comes to the church? Because very often the things we read in the national and international news is not encouraging when it comes to the church, is it? Just to help us get under the skin of that a little bit, I just want to go through just three headlines, quite disturbing headlines, that very recent headlines from the UK and around the world. The first one is this, from the UK. Investigation snowballs as new allegations come to light. High-profile case of abuse within the church in the UK. Really disturbing. This next one as well, really troubling, disturbing. Mega church leader raped and tortured worshippers in Africa. Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Should never, ever happen. And this one from the US. Allegations of sexual abuse from several women over decades of ministry. Oh, it's horrendous to read, isn't it? Absolutely horrendous to read. What does that do for the Church of Jesus Christ when there are headlines like that in national and international press from around the world, churches around the world getting it badly wrong? How does that shape perception of the church to those outside the church? And more importantly, what does that do to those poor people who came to church looking to find hope and healing and restoration, and what they found is abuse? Absolutely horrendous. What does that make you, how do you feel? What do you think when you read those sort of headlines? Recent headlines, that, you know, I've not gone digging for these things. Very sadly, they're just, you look at your news feed and very regularly things like this will come up. How does that make you feel inside? For me, as someone who loves the church, I feel absolutely horrified. Absolutely horrified. It is deeply tragic. It should never happen. I feel deeply saddened and upset for the people who have been abused, for people who have come to church looking to find hope, looking to find healing and restoration, and what they've found is abuse, is absolutely horrendous and should never happen. And when the church gets it wrong, lives can be devastated, can't they? Particularly when people in positions of authority get it wrong, it can be utterly devastating. And of course, this is not just a leadership thing. It's the whole church needs to take responsibility and go, no, we want to be a healthy church. We would want to be serious that there won't be a hint of any of this sort of thing amongst us. And we'd be prepared to call it out if we see it. And that's an everyone job, isn't it? But particularly when church leaders get it wrong, the scope for hurt and devastation is massive. In my mind as well, just thinking on this, as I have been for a little while now, that when we look at things like abuse within the church, it's a similar sort of situation when you find abuse within the home, when you find a husband hitting his wife. It's just wrong on so many levels. That should never happen. It should never be. People shouldn't hit each other anyway, but it's even more tragic and wrong when the very person who should be protecting that lady is giving the abuse. It's absolutely horrendous. It should never happen. And it's good for us to talk about these things because it's real life. It's out there. And it's good for us to say, you know, healthy, godly church, we should be free of this stuff. It's good for us to say, as Christian men, we should never, ever, ever be hitting women. That should just never happen. It should never happen. Men, our wives should never be scared of us. That should never happen. And it's the same in the church, that this should be a place of safety. This should be a place where people encounter the living Jesus. It's a place where people come and find healing and hope and restoration. This is why it's important to talk about, because sadly, sometimes people get it wrong, and it's absolutely devastating when the church gets it wrong. And if you're sitting here today and what I've spoken about is very close to home, I recognize that this is a sensitive subject, and that if people have been the subject of abuse, that this is a very sensitive and heavy subject. And what I would really want to say to you is, if you need help, you need to ask, you need to seek that help. Cycles of abuse can be broken. You don't have to sit in cycles of abuse without saying anything. Things can change. Please say something to someone